Well, violence has broken out at an anti-U.S. rally in the southern Pakistani port city of Karachi. Thousands of protesters clashed with police who were deployed to Karachi amid growing anti-U.S. sentiment. Protesters slammed recent remarks by U.S. President Donald Trump, in which he criticized Pakistan's stance on terrorists. Protesters also held placards slamming Israel. The South Asian nation has seen a rise in anti-U.S. sentiment after Trump singled out Pakistan for failing to crack down on terrorists on its soil. Since then, many U.S. anti-U.S. demonstrations have been held. Pakistani officials have also criticized Trump's comments. Let's cross over to Ithaca, New York, joined by Raza Romi, Pakistani journalist and author. Thank you so much for being with us. Well, tell us about the significance since Donald Trump has made those statements, anti-Islamabad statements. We have seen demonstrations taking place across the country. Tell me the biggest problem for the Pakistani nation with what Donald Trump is accusing it of.
Well, I mean, I think there are many problems with what Trump has said about Pakistan, but in particular, the real anger that has swept across the country pertains to the fact that Pakistan has been an ally of the U.S. for the last 16 years, and thousands of its people, including the security forces, have died in the so-called war on terror or due to its spillover effects. And yet the U.S. President turns around and tells Pakistan that you are an unreliable ally and that the U.S. soldiers are dying in Afghanistan because of you. The real problem here, as you're well aware, is the Afghan Taliban problem that the U.S. accuses Pakistan of giving sanctuaries to the leaders and to the commanders of Afghan Taliban. But, you know, Pakistan has been denying that. And it is true that they were in the country after 9/11 because they moved over from Afghanistan to Pakistan. But of late, in the recent years, they have all been launching attacks within Afghanistan, and most of them are found in Afghanistan. Some of them may still be protected by Pakistan, but that is Pakistan's, security policy with regard to India, where it considers the Taliban as the ally and as the bulwark against Indian influence in the country.
Why do you think that Donald Trump has picked now with the timing and to basically say what he has said about Pakistan? What do you think he's after?
Well, I think there are two things here. First is that the U.S. war is going nowhere. In fact, after 16 years and spending $2 trillion, the U.S. does not see any kind of victory in sight because the Taliban still control 50 to 60% of the territory in Afghanistan. And I guess they do need a scapegoat to tell their public here. And that is perhaps why Pakistan is an easy punching bag. The second key issue here is that Donald Trump does not have a lot of experience in foreign policy. And he has completely gone back to the military solution in tackling Afghanistan. And that is why this whole speech that he delivered last Monday was an indication that the U.S. does not want to exit Afghanistan anytime soon. This is also a reversal of Obama's policy, where he had announced a staged withdrawal and ultimately leaving Afghanistan. And even Trump promised that during his election campaign. But it seems that under the advice of his military commanders and the national security apparatus, that policy is now reversed. And it was basically an announcement that Americans are not going to leave Afghanistan. In fact, they're going to fight further and, counterterrorism efforts will be sped up. And that is the key message here. And as you know, that the Taliban have been fighting the U.S. occupation of Afghanistan from the very start. And this particular speech is only going to activate them further.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us out of Ithaca, New York. Reza Romi, Pakistani journalist and author.